Everybody knows about Facebook, but do you know how to make the most of Facebook advertising? We're so used to scrolling through Facebook and seeing ads that we really don't notice them these days. And for businesses, this is actually a powerful tool. So, how do you put Facebook ads to good use for your business and see that return on investment? Well, Facebook ads offer some of the highest return on investments when it comes to social ads that you can buy across the board. And this is especially true if you're doing retargeting. So, all retargeting is when somebody engages with your page or goes to your website. You can then put an ad in front of them. So once you've published on Facebook, it is the easiest platform that you from which you can actually boost posts and get more followers. So there are a few key benefits when it comes to advertising on Facebook or on Meta, because it's Facebook and Instagram, because ads can actually help build customer awareness of your business and help drive sales and build your brand awareness in the long run, as well as increasing website traffic. So as we've discussed in previous lessons, you've got about 1% of your organic following that are actually seeing the content that you put out. So doing boosted posts and Facebook advertising is a great way of getting in front of the other 99% who aren't actually seeing the content that you're putting up, because Facebook ads allows you to target based on demographics, interests, location, whether they've visited your website or they've interacted with your page, whether it's Instagram or Facebook page. Now, there's nearly 3 billion active users on Facebook, so that's a huge amount of people to get ads in front of. And their targeting sets the bar for the rest of the social media platforms to follow, because you can specifically and accurately target groups of people based on what you're looking for. The key thing to remember with Facebook advertising, though, is that the people that you are getting in front of aren't actually and actively looking for a builder, or they're not looking to build right now. They're not searching on Facebook to find you. They're there relaxing, they're engaging with friends, they're looking for funny video, and you are effectively interrupting that with your advertising. You have to keep that in mind when you are boosting posts and you are putting that information in front of people. There's a couple of different ways that you can use the Meta advertising. You can promote your page, you can promote posts, you can target based on actions that people have taken, or you can promote, your website itself. There's a whole range of different ad formats that you can also use, which is images, videos, carousels, which is the series of images that you swipe through, instant experiences, and collections. To get you started, what we've actually compiled is a complete Facebook ads glossary explaining all the different lingo and what it all means. We run through ad sets, ad auctions, what your audience is, what a boosted post is. So it gives you an idea when you actually start moving into the Facebook advertising world of what a lifetime budget is, what lead generation is, what's the difference between a promoted post and a campaign. And then looking at things like relevance score and unique clicks versus transactions and verification hold. So print this glossary out, keep it on file, because if you are going to look at doing advertising and doing boosted posts, having this on hand will actually give you a really good head start. That's the basics of the Facebook ad lingo. In the next lesson, we'll be stepping you through how to actually set up your ads manager.